As part of Women's History Month, Alaska Public Media brings you the voices of influential Alaskan women who have helped shape and define the social, cultural, and political discourse in Alaska. 15 women were recently inducted into the Alaska Women's Hall of Fame at a ceremony in Anchorage. Former Anchorage Assembly Chair and Hall of Fame Steering Committee member Jane Anvik tells us more about the late Mary Joyce, who was honored for her achievements in business and adventure. Mary Lou Gerby accepted the award.
Mary Joyce was a pioneer Southeast Alaska entrepreneur and adventurer. During the 1930s, she owned and operated a remote wilderness lodge and became the first woman radio operator in the territory of Alaska. Joyce helped run the Taku Lodge in the 1930s with Hack Smith. She operated a radio station from the lodge for Pacific Alaska Airways, which was the airline that flew between Juneau and Fairbanks. In 1935, Mary Joyce embarked with five dogs on a 1,000-mile, three-month-long overland trek from Juneau to Fairbanks to go to the Fairbanks Winter Carnival. She also became one of the first female pilots in Juneau. She did that in order to draw attention to Alaska as a destination, and she did it as an effort to make sure that people knew that there were women in Alaska who could do anything. In the 1940s, Mary Joyce sold her lodge and moved to Juneau, where she was a nurse at St. Anne's Hospital, and where she later purchased the Top Hat and the Lucky Lady Saloons. She led the statehood parade in Juneau, and in 1973 was at the finish line of the very first Iditarod. Please join me in welcoming Mary Lou Gerby, who's going to receive the reward on behalf of Mary Joyce.
On behalf of Mary's beloved Taku Lodge owner, Mick Ward, who's here tonight, and Mary Joyce herself, who'd be here, of course, if she hadn't died in 1976, I am honored to accept this award for her. I've written about her, and I've shared her adventures with Disney guests at the Taku Lodge, a beautiful lodge 40 miles about from Juneau. Mary Joyce captures the spirit of what it means to be an Alaskan. With her spunk, her versatility, and her can-do attitude, she was a women's liber in her day. And among other things, of course, as you've heard, she mushed 1,000 miles, Iditarod length, through uncharted territory, and she went part of the way alone. It's just amazing to think that she was such a unique woman, a tonic, certainly, for the nation during the Depression. Her journey wasn't a piece of cake, but Mary scoffed. Alaska women, they can pretty much take care of themselves. And they should. After all, why should boys have all the fun? One old-timer said, Mary Joyce was one heck of a woman who lived a life any man could envy. She makes us proud to be a woman, proud to be Alaskans. Thank you.
That was Mary Lou Gerby accepting the award for Alaska Women's Hall of Fame inductee Mary Joyce. More profiles are at our website, alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Lori Townsend.